We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Take a couple more calls on the Kenny Pickett fall from grace. It all just hit me today, albeit a couple of months late, that here's a guy whose reputation, whose regard among Pittsburgh sports fans has changed as radically as any athlete that I've ever seen in this town. I mean, it's amazing. Listen, I'm sure there's a ton of Pitt fans still who root for him. I just haven't heard from any. Your thoughts now on Pickett? He goes into a game for the Eagles, replaces Jalen Hurts. Are you instinctually rooting for him or not? Let's go to a couple calls here, Limits, before we get to the Bechtold breakdown, and then Rowdy Tellez going to join us this hour. Go ahead.
Here's Lee in Pittsburgh.
Hey, Lee.
Hey, thanks, guys. Yeah, no, it's not our fault. King did this to himself. First, being a bad teammate. When, you know, Mason Rudolph was having success. Also, not handling the media the right way, creating a storm when they asked him, hey, did you learn anything from this? No, I didn't learn anything from this. And it's play. I mean, if I'm Matt Canada, I'm looking like, well, damn, the guy Mason Rudolph in my system put up 30 points every time he was in there. So, and, you know, I kind of felt like, you know, when this thing was going on, there was a lot of media guys that was trying to fight against the notion that he was this type of guy when all he was showing he was this type of guy. You know, he didn't want to dress for the Seattle game. And then there was people trying to make it up like, no, he didn't want to dress. He didn't want to look like a third string quarterback. It was what it was. And people were trying to cover up for that. So, no, he did it to himself. Like, this is when the whole offseason, Omar Khan kept saying, oh, no, it's going to be a quarterback competition. He never said we're trying to release Kenny or get rid of Kenny. When Russell came in, his camp was like, we went out of here. So, like, if we're all going to be on the notion, no hostages, we want volunteers, no hostages, that's the prime example of that. He didn't like what he wanted. So, of course, that's why the fan base feel the way they feel. As soon as he got traded, he put an Instagram post of him with an Eagle jersey on. So, I mean, that's where he's from anyway. So, like, you know, there's a little rivalry there anyway, you know. So,
well, in the end, you're right. I mean, he did it to himself. But I would say this, though. He just wasn't good enough, you know. And all that other stuff is ancillary to me. In the end, Mike Tomlin and the people who run the Steelers just deemed that he wasn't good enough. That's the bottom line. The season was on the line, and he wasn't playing, even though he was capable of it. He was no longer the guy. And when you talk about the premium positions in pro sports, you're either the guy or you're not, and we all know that by how the coaching staff utilizes you. And how we all feel going into a game like you know, Ben could have limped into the Seattle game. If he was cleared on Sunday morning, he plays. Why? Because he's the guy. You know what I mean? We all know whether you are or whether you aren't. And there were two who fell from grace this year. And their names were Kenny Pickett and Tristan Jarry. And when their seasons were on the line, they didn't play. Therefore, they weren't the guy. Period. End of story. Nice story about Seattle, nice story about whatever else with Pickett, but the bottom line is he wasn't good. He was deemed not good enough, period. One more call, then we'll get to Bechtold's breakdown.
Fanny in Butler is joining us right now. What's up, Fanny?
Not Fanny. Let's go to Nick in Sacramento.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Hey, Nick, what's up?
Hey, so I bought a Kenny Pickett jersey and a Pickens jersey at the same time, you know, and I got all excited about that when he came to the Steelers. Yeah, I hailed a Pitt, but I went to Penn State. I was glad to see a Pittsburgh, you know, player coming over for the Steelers. I was really excited, but that's the last time I'll probably ever buy a Steeler jersey because I feel like he jinxed me. You know, those white gloves made me nervous every time he wore them out there in the field. I wish him luck, but I'm really looking forward to it. Maybe Jalen Hurts can roll an ankle when we play. I think we play the Eagles this year, right, if I'm not correct, fellas?
Yeah.
I would love to see T.J. Watt come around the edge and just light him up. I mean, not to hurt him, but just I would love to see him play the Steelers. That would be very, very interesting at that time of the year. And, you know, finally, Joe, I got to apologize to you. 3 weeks ago, I called up. I was a little frustrated about the whole Pirate thing and people ripping on the certain players, but I hope you aren't mad at me if you remember me talking to me that day. But I really appreciate the show and I appreciate the time. And hey, I'm glad to see the Pirates. I'm trying to wake up to a breaking news report here, 3 hours behind you guys in California every day, being a Pittsburgh native, waiting for that trade to happen.
Man, and it would be the best if it was Vlad Guerrero, wouldn't it? But yeah, you just spoke about it. It was going to be Pickens to Pickett forever, and then it wasn't. Let's get to Bechtold's breakdown before we get to Rowdy Tellez joining the show. Limits? It's your show now. Let's do it.
Ah, yes, Joe. Here we go. The Bechtold breakdown for Friday, June 28th, 2024. Let's start off with a Christmas movie, Joe. How about this? Hallmark and the Kansas City Chiefs are teaming up for a holiday movie. It will be filmed in KC and at Arrowhead Stadium. It will be called... brace yourself for this. Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story.
Hopefully none of the off-the-field stories with the Chiefs will be included in a love story.
I hope not. Hallmark was founded in Kansas City in 1910, and production will start next month. Will you watch this? My dad is a frequent Hallmark movie watcher.
So is my wife. I mean, they're feel-good stories, right? Nobody's ever unhappy.
No, there's never a bad ending.
No, all the houses have immaculate Christmas decorations in them, and everybody in the family is always nice to each other. So I guess it's like a utopian thing, you know, because none of our families are like that. Maybe that's why we like them. Yeah, I probably will watch this in the end.
I think I'll watch it as well because the Hallmark movies are seemingly always on in my house during this time of year. But I wonder if this is solely only based off of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. And now they can't say, like, football player and pop star and it would be too evident. But I feel like this is the vibe that they're giving off and this is the reason why it was created.
I want to see a Hallmark Christmas movie where everybody wakes up on Christmas morning and they're happy for an hour, and then they're at each other's throats by noon, like they are in my house.
That's called National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Exactly, yes. I want to see a realistic, or maybe I don't. Maybe I don't want to see a realistic Hallmark Christmas movie, because that's the attraction.
No, I want one of them.
Yeah. Maybe one? Yeah.
Yeah, they're throwing snowballs at each other.
Right.
I mean,
somebody husband and wife yelling at each other over some mundane thing. Yeah, I want to see one of those,
The
too.
Turkey catches on fire.
Right. Yeah. Why doesn't that ever happen?
There's a squirrel in the tree. I think I'm just reciting Christmas Vacation.
Next.
All right, here we go again. We'll talk about Kyle Filipowski. He fell in the draft from Duke. He was like a top 10 recruit coming out of high school. Really good player. 7-footer.
Yeah.
Was taken 32nd by the Utah Jazz. Fell significantly in the draft. So Filipowski's mother and brother were posting back and forth basically at each other and people that would answer on Twitter during the draft process this week about how Filipowski's girlfriend groomed him into Mormon culture and cut him off from his family. And supposedly he hasn't talked to his family in 2 years. He's 20 years old. He's
how
dating
old
a 28-year-old.
How old was he when she first dated him?
I'm glad you asked. They started dating when he was in high school.
Was he 18? You don't know.
That I don't know.
She was his babysitter?
18. She was his babysitter.
Okay. It's a weird story. I'll acknowledge that. I don't know what to say beyond that, other than it's not as weird as Bill Belichick at 72 dating a 23-year-old. And I will reiterate or ask again, Can we change your mind about possibly asking the narrator from Titanic out on a date? Limits.
So, somebody brought up Meryl Streep.
How old is she?
I don't know. She's in her 70s, right?
You should absolutely go on a date with Jane Fonda.
What about Jennifer Aniston?
I mean, she's in her 50s, right?
Right.
That's how old are you?
23.
It would be odd. It'd be odd, but not as odd as dating Rose from Titanic.
Very fair. Rose from Titanic would be a sinking ship for me.
That's pretty good.
I think it'd be a sinking
That's
ship.
That's pretty good. Limits.
All right, let's move on to the biggest case of nepotism in the NBA in the last, 3 days.
Yeah.
Bronny James was selected 55th overall in the NBA draft by the Lakers. And Rich Paul, according to Bob Myers, former executive for the Warriors, who was a part of ESPN's draft coverage, said that Rich Paul, and he was hesitant to report this, Rich Paul was telling other teams, do not pick Bronny James or he will go and play in Australia. It's ridiculous just to get Bronny James to the Lakers to play with LeBron. And LeBron is all, oh, it's not that big of a deal if I don't play with Bronny. It's okay. I've put that in the back of my mind. Complete and utter nonsense.
First of all, how about Ray Fittipaldo in an Australian soccer shirt today on the show?
Very relevant.
That was very relevant. That was incredible, wasn't it? Some member of his family, his in-laws or something?
His brother-in-law, yeah.
Is from Australia. I'd love to be at a Fittipaldo family reunion. It sounds very interesting, does it not?
And he always has nice paintings in the background when he does these Zoom calls with us. Somebody else in his family either bought it or painted it for him.
Maybe a painter in the family, an artist, so to speak. I just heard Jim Rome on our air here during a commercial break calling him LaDaddy and Bronny and LaDaddy. I don't know, man. This feels embarrassing. It feels like LeBron is running the team. It feels like if I was a teammate, even though he's a living legend, I'd be like, what is happening? Our coach does a podcast with you, and the last team he coached was in fourth grade, and our newest draft pick wouldn't have been picked unless you were his daddy. This is weird. If you're Bronny, you show up to work every day, assuming you'll probably be in the G League for a while, but once you're on the Lakers and everybody there thinks that you're only there because your dad is the star player. This is pro sports. It's something doesn't feel right. And I don't know that it is right for Bronny. Wouldn't you, if you're him, as cool as it would be to share a court with your dad, wouldn't it be just as cool if you're an opponent and worked your own way into the league and branched out individually? I don't know, man.
It might be for selfish reasons, but the best thing for Bronny to do would have been to transfer to Duquesne and learn from Drew Joyce.
That's what I wanted. Yeah, that's what I wanted.
And a chance for him to be on his own and figure things out, not just on the basketball court, but also his situation and where he wants to be separate from the James family and create his own identity. So
in the end, this feels like a disservice to Bronny because no matter what he achieves, it's going to be viewed as nepotism.
Yes.
Especially if he becomes a bit player with the Lakers who plays in a couple of games for 5 minutes just so LeBron can say, I played with my kid.
So now
it feels like a disservice to the kid.
Dwayne Wade will be the new assistant coach of the Lakers, and Savannah is going to pack Bronny a lunch before he goes to practice every day. Just like he's going to work with dad.
Yeah, exactly. And
all in the family. And then they'll probably draft the other LeBron son in a couple of years, Bryce James.
I wanted him to go to Duquesne. Didn't you?
I did. And I had talked to people that thought it was very possible. It was very possible Duquesne was going to land him. Like, there were a lot of Duquesne people that were very optimistic.
At this rate, if J.J. Redick gets fired, they're going to have Keith Dambrot as their next coach. I mean, it's just everything LeBron at this point. He might as well just be the coach. Bill Russell coached the Lakers to the Celtics to a championship. He was a player coach.
Player coach.
If there's a league that would be very realistic in, it's the NBA, I think.
When was the last time there was a player coach, though? The 60s?
He's it anyway.
Yeah, he is. He's the GM.
And every single move that Redick makes, if you're a teammate, you're going to be like, all right, so I guess LeBron wanted that to happen. You know, it's just, I don't know, man.
So do you think Blake Hinson or Bronny James will have a better career in the NBA?
Oh, man. Will either have a career in the NBA would be my question, but probably Blake because and Bronny may develop. Bronny's a hell of an athlete.
He is a good athlete.
There's no questioning that. But Blake Hinson, if you can shoot, there's a spot for you on some team somewhere. Thank you for Bechtold's breakdown. We have
to
go.
Thank you very much.
That
we have to get to Rowdy.
Good. Yeah, Rowdy Tellez next. Whenever he calls, it should be sometime within the next 10 minutes or so. And this should be a very fun and interesting interview.